If there's one takeaway from the first debate, it's this. Why was Trump asked the hostile questions and not Hillary?
Good morning, Mr. Trump.
Good morning.
So how did you think it went last night?
I thought it went really well. I mean, I had some hostile questions.
You bet he did. And in calculated bias succession.
Mr. Trump, we're talking about the burden that Americans have to pay, yet you have not released your tax returns. Mr. Trump, for 5 years, you perpetuated a false claim that the nation's first black president was not a natural-born citizen. Mr. Trump, a lot of these are judgment questions. You had supported the war in Iraq before the invasion. What makes your judgment?
I did not support the war in Iraq.
2002.
That is a mainstream media nonsense put out by her. Because she, frankly, I think the best person in her campaign is mainstream media.
My question is, since you
would you like to hear?
It, why is your
I was
why
against
is your judgment?
The war. Wait a minute.
But was Hillary attacked by Holt? Not a peep.
Do you feel that Lester Holt asked Hillary Clinton an equal number of hostile questions?
Well, he didn't ask her about the emails at all. He didn't ask her about her scandals. He didn't ask her about the Benghazi deal that she destroyed. He didn't ask her about a lot of things that she should have been asked about. I mean, you know, there's no question about it.
Why do you regret?
Why do you think that is?
Didn't ask about her foundation. Why? I don't know.
Because it was rigged from the beginning. That's why. First of all, Clinton's podium was customized to give her a large look. Match that with her red pantsuit, streaked blonde hairdo, and lots of makeup, making her look like a political Barbie doll. And as far as Hillary was concerned, the debate wasn't about policies, but who was the slyest of them all.
Did anybody see that debate last night? Oh, yes. One down, two to go.
But what nobody's asking is why the establishment, led by the Jewish-owned media, wants to see Trump discredited and destroyed. What are they afraid of? Trump's a maverick, a bull in a china shop, unpredictable, and that makes the Jews who frame the narration very nervous. Trump could be uncontrollable as president, while Clinton is already knee-deep in the establishment's pocket. Her billionaire donors all belong to the same synagogue. Soros, Sabin, Spielberg, to name just a few of her donating Jews. Match that with the sponsors of the first debate, Robert Iger and Alan Braverman, ABC's principal shareholders, and you've got a kosher-approved Barbie doll puppet for president. And what better way to kick off the debates than to let the Jewish-owned ABC get the first digs into Trump?